I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. An earthquake of preliminary magnitude 5.4 jolted western Japan today. The quake caused strong shaking south of Japan's third largest city, Osaka. There were no immediate reports of casualties or damages, and no tsunami warning was issued. Still, it was an unsettling reminder of the earthquake and tsunami that hit Japan on March 11th. That double catastrophe devastated areas along the Pacific coast in northern Japan, and it triggered the world's worst nuclear crisis since Chernobyl 25 years ago. Engineers are still struggling to bring the reactors under control. The ongoing crisis has traumatized many Japanese. Some have found solace in the messages of their favorite musicians. Japanese-American singer-songwriter Emmy Meyer toured Japan last month, and she shared the bill with some of those artists. Meyer says she initially had reservations about going.
I was definitely very conflicted, especially going back to tour there. At first, it wasn't an easy decision, considering the risks of radiation aftershocks, but it really made me realize the part of me that is Japanese, especially receiving emails from friends or family or fans in Japanese that really spoke to me emotionally.
Like what? Do you remember an example?
Artists are avoiding Japan like the plague. Hearing something like that come from a Japanese person was very painful to hear, but it made me realize what they're going through. And I tried to imagine what it would be like living there right now. And many people don't have the option to leave, but when some of your closest friends or artists you really admire choose not to come, how hurtful that could be.
Mm. There's a song on your new album, Suitcase of Stones. The song is called Yesterday's Rain. And just to establish who you are as a musician, I'd like our listeners to hear this.
As so we move on to today.
A song called Yesterday's Rain by Emmy Meyer. Emmy, the song was recorded before March 11th, but there are some parallels to what's been happening in Japan in your lyrics, aren't there?
Yes. Playing this song at performances right now was very meaningful, just to realize that even if you go through something very hard, to stay upbeat and look towards the brighter day that will be coming.
And when you were in Japan playing the song, playing those gigs, you met some Japanese artists who kind of impressed you as people who had things to get off their chests about what's going on. One of them is a band called Soul Flower Union. What are they up to?
Yes, well, I actually met the guitarist who has collaborated with Soul Flower Union. His name's Hiroshi Yamada. And he has been really moved to action by this recent tragedy. And so he's gone to Fukushima. I had the opportunity to perform with him in Yaizu, which is near Fuji, and he performed this song, Mangetsu no Yube, just guitar and himself at the very end of his set, and something about it really spoke to me. So I asked my bandmates afterwards, what was that song and why were people reacting so strongly? People were really on the verge of tears, and they told me that this was a song, Mangetsu no Yube, or Last Night's Full Moon. Hiroshi Yamada and Soul Flower Union wrote this song together after the 1995 Kobe earthquake. While the verses are very sad, it's talking about how everything's destroyed, everything is so sad that there's nothing you can do but laugh. The chorus is very, very hopeful about people going through this hard time together, but supporting each other.
Now, Hiroshi Yamada's song has dark verses with kind of uplifting choruses. This other band that you met, or rather artist, Papa Yuji, is a reggae singer, so a lot of his music is all upbeat. May seem odd that there's a huge reggae scene in Japan, but there is. Tell me about Papa Yuji. He's taking on this nuclear crisis. What's he saying in his song?
Yes, well, I performed at the same festival as him in Shizuoka, and he's been active in the reggae scene for over 20 years now in Japan. He delayed the release of his album for a month so that he could include this new song, Respect Japanese.
And what's he saying?
He's saying things like media and politicians, a government we can't trust, but if the people join forces and our hearts link together, our children's faces will turn into a brighter energy, energy that does not rely on nuclear power. And so he's really kind of taking on the nuclear energy issue and saying, you know, for the sake of our children, right now is the time when people have to join forces and realize this is not the path that we want to take.
How did people in the audience respond to the sentiments?
It was a reggae concert, so people were being very upbeat and relaxed. And also in reggae, I think there's a tradition of including very loaded political statements in the guise of uplifting music. And it was nice for all the families to hear that.
Let's go out, Emmy, with another one of your songs. This is from a previous album of yours that came out in 2010. It's called Passport. Tell us about the song on here that you think, you know, resonated maybe perhaps in a surprising way, a way that you did not expect with Japanese listeners when you were in Japan.
Well, this is titled Nobori Zaka, and it means the uphill climb. And I co-wrote this song with another artist, Shingo Too, from Japan. And the chorus really resonated. It's talking about the more hills you climb, the stronger you get. And I think especially, you know, in the wake of this disaster and so many things that are still coming up, it's really important for people to feel like they're going through this, but it might make them realize, you know, how important it is to spend time with each other or to speak up and just become stronger. And I think people reacted strongly to this song right now.
Emmy Meyer's new album is called Suitcase of Stones. She joined us from KUOW in Seattle. Emmy, very nice to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.